Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Ayin Aleph, as we continue in Perek HaMazmin, the last Perek in Maseches Demai, and we get into the last week of Maseches Demai. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we are on Ayin Amid Beis, right by the Gemara. So we read the Mishnah at the end of last year, the Mishnah which is similar to the Mishnah that we had earlier in the Perek. Again, if somebody has figs, te'edim shel tevel b'toch beiso, and he's in the Beis Medrash, if someone is unable to be mafresh before Shabbos, so they can make a t'nai. They make a t'nai before Shabbos. Omer, they say, Shnei te'enim shani asa lahafrish, those two te'enim that I am going to be mafrish. The word noteworthy, we noted that it does not say the word lamachar in the resha. It only says the word lamachar in the seifa. In the case of demai, so that's where it says lamachar, meaning you're making it tonight before Shabbos, you're going to be mafrish it on Shabbos. But in the resha, it's not as clear. You make it the tonight before Shabbos, and it just says that I'm going to be mafrish, so maybe there's just designation, and the hafrasha will actually take place after Shabbos. So that was a diyuk that we made that Beis Hashem the Gemara will talk about. So we have the Reisha about Tevel, we have the Seifa about Demai, and one makes the declaration, as we said, the Sheitainim Shani Yasa Lahafresh Harein Truma, Asara Meiser Tisha Meiser Sheni. As we know, those are rounded numbers. As we have said, Truma is really 50%. The Mida Beinonis, Asara Meiser really is 9.8, Tisha Meiser Sheni, again 10% of the 10%. That is left. Demai, Mashiach Anasi Lahafresh Lamachar Hayo Meiser. Again, we skip the Truma Gedola, the Yesodos, ABCs of Maseches Demai. Demai, Truma Gedola, we don't have to worry about because Rov Ami Aretz are Maaser, and Truma Gedola, they're for sure nervous about, but not the Trumas Meiser. Hayo Meiser, Bishar Meiser, Samachlo, and Zesha Sizi Meiser, Asi Trumas Meiser, Alav. The one out of the ten is Trumas Meiser, Umeiser Sheni, Bitsvona, Ubedromo, Umechulal Al Hamao. So that was the formula that we said. So the Gemara says, Mai Kadun. Right? The Gemara says, what's the case here? Meaning in the Reisha, it doesn't say Lamachar, meaning he's not going to be Mafreshit on Shabbos. Is that true? So he's going to be Mafreshit after Shabbos? So how does that work? When is the Afresh Achal? This is the same exact question that was asked a few daf ago on Daf Samach Vavma base. And the same answer given. I remember we said, if it's only afterwards, then you're eating Tevel. And if it's before, so then you're eating Meiser. So which is it? So we said, Mikvar Lukisha Afrishena, to use a middle type of Lashon, which relies on Breira. You see the Pnei Moshe, Mikvar Lukisha Afrishena, Me'achshav. Ula achar sha'afrishena tehei aleh lamafreya shame truma. As we know, the sugya of Breira that has come up recently in a number of these dafim, we said the classic case of Breira is the Mishnah that we now know is in the new pagination, Demai Samaches. Demai Samaches, that's the Mishnah that comes up all over the Shas Bavli, halokeach yayin mibein hakusim. So the Gemara says, but let's think about this for a minute. Let's think about the case where I am going to be Mafrish, says the Gemara, Hagatzmacha, think about this. Hagatzmacha, right, the language of the Ruchai Kadievsky, Klomar, right, he doesn't explain Hagatzmacha, but the other Mafreshim say, think about this, focus. If one has Shaisa Truma Tahora, if one has Tevel that you is Tahor. And therefore there's going to be Truma Tahora here, so Mikvar Lekisha Ochlena. So it's fine that it should kick in and be, the Hafrasha should kick in, Lekisha Ochlena, once I eat it. Right after I eat it. Why? Because Truma Tahora is not Muksa. It could be eaten by a Kohen. And therefore there's no issue of delaying the Hafrasha. But Hagatz Bacha, but if you think about it, Shaisa Truma Temeya, but if the whole Tevel is Tamei, and therefore when I'm Mafrish is going to be Truma Temeya, which is not usable, basically, for the Kohen on Shabbos, so then I have to delay it a little bit. Shaisa Truma Temeya, Mikvar L'Kishe Anichena Bizavis, right? When I put it down in the corner, so that is when I am going to be able to call it what it is, so I'm not handling muksa. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Hagas b'chashay se truma tahora v'ru'u yelachilu l'koin b'shabes v'yalkein sarachu she'afrishenu me'erev shabes v'ech yisnaheg v'she'eno rozi l'gos l'shem truma achshav. What are you going to do? So you could do that right away when it's truma tahora. But truma temeya, one has to delay. Tani, if you made a t'nai before Shabbos that you're going to be mafreshit on Shabbos, that's the way that the Mefarshim explain this. But if I made the Tanai before Shabbos, then I can be metaltel it. It's Tevel. It's Tevel now. I can be metaltel whether it's Tahora or Temea. Even though Tevel is Muksa on Shabbos. But Tevel is not Muksa on Shabbos. Why? What does that mean? This says the Gemara. Amar Abzi'ira Hada Amra Tevel Sheish Alav Tanai Mutal Tatal B'Shabbos. If Tevel has a Tanai about it, and therefore it's going to become Mutter, and it's going to turn into Chuma and Chulin Musukanim, you can be metaltel it even before the Hafrasha takes place. Look at the Mahara Folda. Tevel Sheish Alav Tanai Mutal Tatal Pirusha the Braisa. Tevel Sheish Alav Tanai, he quotes the Rambam, Mutal Tatal B'Shabbos, Kodem Sheyafrish. Benosin Abetzadze Ba'ochel Asashar. One is allowed to do that even though Misad Breira is going to come up afterwards. If in Shabbos, the Gemara towards the end of the second Evan Sechah Shabbos has a different Lashon of Tevel is Muchan Hu Eitzel Shabbos She'im Imtikno Mesukan. That there's a different Lashon formulation in the Bavli that Tevel Bidieved, if you're not supposed to be Mafresh. But if you are Mafresh, it works. Right? It's not that the Rabbanon prevented it from being Chal. But that is the formulation here, is that if it has a tnai, that you're going to be able to be mafresh it. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos is even if you didn't make a tnai, and therefore it's not going to be mutter. If you were asr, because did the yevet, if you did it, it's usable. So that is a chiddush in the laws of muksa. But here in our case, we have tevel sheish lav tnai mutter l'taltelo b'Shabbos because it's going to be hofrash, and therefore you could eat the rest of it, ki ilu is mesukan already. Tevel itself is the interesting mucker. It doesn't say the word tevel in the Torah. Tevel is just the word that we use for tvua that does not have its tithe taken off already. The Rambam says, in Hilchos ma'acholos asuros, perek yud. He discusses tevel. Tevel, Ketzah, says the Rambam in Yud Yutes, kol ha'ochel shehu chayev lahafish v'meno tshumo ma'isrus. Kodem shiafish v'meno nikra tevel. Before any food, before it has that tshumos ma'isrus taken from it, before it is called tevel, whether it's tevua, whether it's grapes, whether it's olives, v'asur lechel v'meno, sheneemar. What's the source in the Torah? I think we mentioned this weeks ago. Sheneemar, v'lo yechalel u'as kachei b'nei Yisrael. Eis asher yarimu l'ashem. So the Pashup Shad just says, don't desecrate the holy objects of B'nai Yisrael. Eis asher yarimu l'ashem. Which maybe sounds like Truma. But the Torah Shabbat teaches us, Klomar, lo yinagu bahen minag chulin v'yadayin kadshim sha'asidin lihitareim lo hermu. Do not treat in the normal way items that will be hufrash from. So that's tevel. Items that will be hufrash from. And that's the makar. Eis asher yorimu is a reference to tevel. Hochel kazayis ben tevel kodem shavshim shuma gadola v'shumas meiser. If somebody eats a kazayis the tevel before their mafresh, shuma gadola or shumas meiser, misa b'dei shamayim, shenemar v'leichalo es kashe b'nei Yisrael v'yisio osam avon ha'ashma v'chulu. We did mention a couple weeks ago the question of Rav Yosef Engel, where he discusses, isn't it interesting that Tevel is Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Shruma Lazar is Misa B'dei Shemayim? Is that to tell me that it's the same Shem Isser? And therefore, maybe Tevel is Usser because of the Truma Shabo. And even after you be Mafrish, let's say somebody eats Tevel, and somebody eats Truma, so maybe it's the same Shem Isser, because they're both Misa B'dei Shemayim. Wouldn't you say that the Isser just continues? Or do I say no? Because after all, a Kohen cannot eat Tevel either. And a Kohen can't eat Truma. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's Hara. He thinks maybe it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Pevav. Rashi seems like he says that Tevel is only Aser because of the Truma Shabo, and that's why Tosfos jumps on Rashi. So then why can't a Kohen eat Tevel if it's only Aser because of the Truma Shabo? But we said that Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that even according to Rashi, it could be that it's Aser because, first of all, it might not be what Rashi means, but even if it is what Rashi means, but it could be that even a Kohen can't eat Truma before the Hafrasha. You find that sometimes, that certain food is usur until an act is done. Remember, the karbonos are not allowed to be eaten until Zrikas Hadam, until Hector Chalav and Vevarim. Right, so at least some of the Hektar say Murin. So the, which is Zrika is really the victor. But, so beforehand it's usur, and after the Zrika it's Mutter. So too, here, maybe before that Frash is going to be usur, and after that Frash is going to be Mutter. That's the formulation of, he says in Asen Daraisa, in Klal Beis, that's how he explains Rashi. After the Zrika Naktara becomes mutter, like we learned in Kiddushin and Beis, or become a duchti b'gemara, hachanami efshar, that shuma hamu urevis b'tevel, hi chela gavoa. The Chuma and the Tevel is asur to everybody. V'yalkein asura oz lakol. V'yacharei afrasha oz akonim mishulchan gavoa kazachi. And then he quotes the Rambam. Matzasi raya brura l'sfarazus. A raya brura, he quotes, from the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Shumas and Perek Yud Beis, halacha yutes, where the Rambam says, asur lohen, to the Kohanim, sheyachtefu Chumus umaisrus. V'yafilu lish'ol chelkan b'fien. Right, we spoke about this a number of times in this Masechta, about koin misayev beis agronas. You can't even have the impression that we're giving it because they do work for me. Because they're doing work, I'm going to use this to pay a chov. I'm going to use this to treat it in a bizarre way. The Rambam says they can't even ask for it. They can't grab it. They can't ask for Chumus umaisrus, even to ask usur, elanotlin b'kavid. They should take honorably when they're given it. Sha'al shulchan hamakom hein ochlin. Because they're eating from the makom, from the table of Hashem. V'yal shulchano hein shosin. U'matanos elu l'ashem heim v'hu zoche lohen. That sounds like a karbonos language. But the Rambam here is talking about chumos, chumos and maestros. But he uses that lashon. Shal shulchanam, and this is not only going to be mayor, maestros, sheni. No, we're talking about truma. Truma, nobody says truma is a mamon gavoa. The Rama uses that lashon. Shal shulchan amakom hein ochlin, v'al shulchano hein shosin, u'matanos ilo lashem hein, v'hu zocha lohem, sh'ne'emar, v'anina sati lecha, es mishmeres trumosai. V'lashon, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, v'lashon shal shulchan hamakom hein ochlin, shekasav ha-Rambam, hu mamish kalashon mishulchan gavoa kazachi, hamuska b'shas b'kam aduchti, gabe kachim. So that's the discussion, a little bit discussion of Tevel. There are other important points, just a couple of points to say about Tevel, that the Rishonim in Masechta Sukkah, Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed, leaves it as a question. Tosfos asks, that the sugya of Mitzvah Bavera, Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed, asks, Mihu, Tema Perakol Shoah, the Tanya, says in Psachim, you can't use Masa Shel Tevel. Can't use Masa Shel Tevel. Vadarish Lemikra, and you know it based on the Pasuk, ask Tosfos, what about Mitzvah Bavera? Just say mitzvah b'avera, and that's why you can't eat matzah shel tevel. We need a pasuk for tevek lemishum mitzvah b'avera to ka'achel isura v'nafik de matzah, right? And you're violating. So why don't you say mitzvah b'avera? So one answer might be what Tosfos says in Sukkah Daftes, that mitzvah b'avera is only midrabanan, and you want a pasul tevel even on a d'oraisa level. That's one answer. Or the other, the Baalei Tosfos. Not we don't have these Baalei Tosfos. The Ritva quotes these Baalei Tosfos in Sukkah, both on Daf Tes, and over here in Daf Lamed, the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, that maybe Tosfos says, the Mitzvah B'Avera is limited in the Bavli. The Bavli only had Mitzvah B'Avera by certain mitzvos, what they call Mitzvah Shel Ritzui. Karban, Lulav, right, Dafka, those types of mitzvos which are meant to bring us directly closer to Hashem. Yes, all mitzvos are bring us closer to Hashem, but some are, that's the essence of the mitzvah. Right, to connect to Hashem. Lulav is a form of tefillah. Karban is a hakrava. So those, that's where it applies. But Tevel, who says mitzvah b'avera applies by Tevel? Right, so that's why according to the Bavli, that day in the Tosfos, argues. The Ritva asks, what do you mean? You see in the Yerushalmi, it applies by other averis, by Tevel and the like. So therefore, but the answer could be that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. It's limited. Okay, but either way, if you look at Rabbeinu David, one of the classic Rishonim, Maseches Psachim, Rabbeinu David asks Akasha, Psachim Daf Lamed Hey, he says, I have a different question. Forget the Mitzvah B'Aveir question. He says, it's a Psul D'Rabbanan, and that's why he quotes that opinion. But then he asks, what about, why don't you say, Ase Doche Lo Saseh? Right, the matzah shel tevel is asur. What about asid chalosa say? Wait, a special pasuk? Mikol makom kasha davar. Why don't you say you can use matzah of tevel? Ain omer. D'leisi asay v'lechilosa say. K'mo shamru b'mila b'tzaras u'besadet b'tzitzes to'achanami. It's simultaneous, right? You don't have that problem. Be'idna to kameker lav mekayim asay. K'gon she'ein lo matzah el shel tevel. What is this? This is the only matzah you have. The only matzah you have is matzah shel tefel. Ve'av k'sheyesh lo matzah cheres, and even if you have any other matzah, k'mochein dino sheyotzi b'yidei matzah, mitzvah. You should still be yotzi. He says, we don't pass like Reish Lakish. That's a machlokas. Reish Lakish, what's Reish Lakish's day? Quoted in Shabbos and elsewhere, Yevam Estav Chaf, if you could ever get away with not needing Asidocha lo saseh, then you're not allowed to use Asidocha lo saseh. That's Reish Lakish. K'mochem shata yochol k'aymes shtehen mutav. So the Rabbi Nadava says, maybe we don't paskin that way. Maybe we don't paskin that way. Another kind of question. I made a neder against a piece of matzah. Why don't you say asidocha lo saseh? V'lama kein. V'yishlon a neder al adavar. V'yishlon lo saseh. So that's the question of Rabbeinu David. One, he's yasid ocholos, I say, by matzah of tevel. Right? We're talking about the Isra of tevel. So Achronim say, maybe asid ocholos, I say, only works by mitzvahs and averus ala gavra. Tevel is asir, is the Isra chefsa. So maybe you can't say asid ocholos, I say, because most assays are on the person, on the gavra, and tevel is an Isra chefsa. That's what some Achronim say. But Rabbeinu David himself has a different answer. He says, mitzvah bab avera means you shouldn't do things, even if something might work. You think this is what Hashem wants you to do? Vanira bazeh shedina torahu shelo yasa adam es hamitzvos aydei averos. Beautiful answer. He says the Torah doesn't want you to do mitzvahs through averos. Kigon, if you don't have any matzah in Erev Pesach, should you go steal and get matzah? No. Hashem understands. You don't have matzah. Ein lo matzah b'Erev Pesach, ein lo matzah ligzom v'lechol, shazeh nemar botzei averich nietz Hashem, v'zeh da'avad edavar pashut uvedin Torah. It's obvious. You shouldn't steal matzah to eat it. Hashem doesn't want you to do that. Elishim asa kein efshar shiyeh yotzi de matzah shekfarkim es mitzvaso. It could be that you were making the mitzvah if you did it, but Hashem doesn't want you to do that. Elisha chachamim pasul as a mitzvah zos shelo yaseh beidei chavaso. The Rabbanan might be that the kaddish mitzvah b'avera that they pasuled it. V'zeu din mitzvah b'avera sheskiru chachamim sheamarnu shupsul shel levrehem. Aval, what's the Rabbanan? If you already did it, maybe we'll say you're still not Yotzei. Aval she'eno rashoi lasos, but in the first place, don't do an aveira in order to get a mitzvah? That's for sure not the Rabbanan. Wow. Eino midivrei mele midivrei toruhu. She'noach lo she'yevatel mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. B'shei val taseh, val yavar aveira biyadayim. Hashem doesn't want you to violate the Avera. Okay, Shev al Tasi, you won't do the mitzvah. Ki lo l'ratzon tia zozos ha-mitzvah. It won't be l'ratzon to Hashem. And then he says, v'lo b'avera shel toa bilvah, not only even Avera d'araisa, ela hapa shel devrayim, ena rashay la'avor b'yadayim, alma sh'asur chachamim, ki l'kayim mitzvah shel Torah. And then he says, that's exactly the point here. U'mize adin amur b'mishasenu shein yotzi b'tefel, v'yavo b'shu tefel tavo midrabanon. Even if it's tevel derabanan, noach lo la'adam levatel as a mitzvah, misheyochal mashahu asra la midivrei Torah o midivrei sofrim. Better to be mevatel the mitzvah than to eat something that's asra d'araisa or even derabanan. Very important, Rabbeinu David. Psachim lamid hey, amid beis, where it quotes that makar. One final point about tevel, and then we'll continue. And that is, there's an interesting tshuva of the Avnei Miluim, the Ksos. The end of the Arani Miluim has tshuvas. They're not tshuvas like Shilas for tshuvas, but they're mamarim. They're Shagas Aryeh types of tshuvas. And that is, in the Arani Miluim in Simin Yudches, discusses the Mishnah and the Gemara at the end of Yuma, Daf Pe Gimel, if Machilin Oso Akal Akal. We always try to do, if one has to do two Averis, or one Avera, you have to choose which one you do. You always try to do the lesser of Averis. And the Gemara talks about there, if you have Truma and you have Tevel, right, which one is more kal that you should eat it if you're a cholosh yish basakana? So the Gemara has a machlokas tanoim about truma and tevel. Machlokas tanoim, right? Whether you give him the Tanakama says you give him the tevel, and Ben Tema says you give them the truma. So ask the Mishdel Melech and Parshas Drachim, why don't you say? I have a better answer. Why don't you do a tikkun to? What is it? Take the tevel, be mafresh, and then be ma'arivit and chulin. Right? If the question is truma and tevel, they just take the truma and be ma'arivit and chulin, and then they're good to go, or be mafresh from the tevel. But says the Tzadim Yiluam, right? Better to violate ein mevatel nisul chadchila, which pashtus is an isa drabanan, than to violate either isurim of tevel. So we discussed this maybe months ago, I don't remember in which shiurim, whether it was the Yerushalmi shiur or not, about the issue of quantity versus quality, doing many averos that are less quality but more quantity, or less averos which are qualitatively more chamer. We discussed this in that context, another Rabbi Yosef Engel discussion. But the Avraham Miluim here comes up with his chiddush that's quoted by others after, and that is, even if you say Eim Avat L'Nisa L'Chachil is only Nisa D'Rabbanan, you can't be a Mevatel on purpose, but when it comes to being Mevatel Truma, that's Nisa D'Araisa. Because there's a special mitzvah of Shmiras Truma. And if I'm a Metame and Mevatel Truma, so then that's a violation of that Pasuk. The Hacha Min HaTorah Aser Mishim Danu Mizharan Ala Truma Shlo Nafsidena Tekad Esev U'Shmartem Es Mishmeres Trumosai U'Kedetzan, like it says in the Paraches to Trumos, U'Min HaTorah Tzorach Shimur Shlo Nafsid Truma. And there, he says, then the Rambam says, in Uchlas Trumas, when we're Mevatel Truma in Chulin, Nefachu Yisrael Leheter Venase Mitruma Chulin, Diachri Rabim Lahatos. Vahavile Ma'abed Atruma Biadayim, Kshimevatel Bro of Chulin, Desulecha Kan Truma Vatorah Amra, Ushmartem Es Mishmeres Trumosai. That is the Chiddush of the Avnei Miluim of the Ksos, and therefore that's not an option. Okay, let's continue now. Last line before the Mishnah. Ketzadu Oseh. So what should he do? What is this talking about? So the Mara Folda explains with the notes on the side of the Mara Folda. The Mishnah, using a tanai before Shabbos, only allows you to eat then what you need for Shabbos. What about if you have extra? What if you have extra? Ketzadu oseh. So what should you do if you haven't met much? No seinera b'miksasav ochal asashar. So you could be mafrish for what you need on Shabbos. But what about what if you're going to, for more? So then, ochal asashar. Look on the side in the Haris Ma'arap. Here in the on the side of the Gemara, Mishesh lo tevel vaday v'haylo tzayim erev Shabbos. If you made the tzayim erev Shabbos for tevel vaday, ma yadaver mu'at kedei achilas Shabbos musa l'sakin afilu b'Shabbos. That's what we said at the beginning of the parak. Right? If you make the tzayim before Shabbos, you could be mafresh even on Shabbos. That was allowed. V'im heim harbe, but if there's a lot, usa l'sakin ela nosin ena b'tzadzeh u'mesakin achar Shabbos. Right? That's what this line is saying. If you have extra, if you have more, then you just allow to be mafresh on Shabbos only what you need. And if not, for beyond that, so then just leave it over. Just leave it over. Okay. Also, it's interesting, different types of mukses that we have. Tevel, lochar, potentially would be mutsa machmas gufo. Right? It has no usage. No usage. Right? That's one of the classic mukses, mukso machmas chesron kis, mukso machmas gufo, mukso machmas iser. We discussed a couple of days ago, the issue of having muksa in your hand, and could you then put it down wherever you want? That's the Magen Avraham and the Gra. And we mentioned then that klisha maftal iser might not be a true form of muksa. Right? That might be the gzera of tiltil kalim, which was enacted at a different time. Even the Gemara says in Parakala Kalim, I think it's the 17th Parak Masech HaShabbos, all about muksa. Muksa comes up there, and muksa comes up earlier in Masech HaShabbos, I think in Parakira, the second half of Parakira. Okay, Alech Avav, next Mishnah. So this Mishnah we had much earlier in the Masechta, much earlier back on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, and we mentioned then that the Vilna Gaon has different pshatim of the Mishnah in the different contexts based on what seems to be the pshat in each place. So even if we might say a little differently here, it's because of the Vilna Gaon and the way that he understands it. So Ha'ilafan Afshtei Chakal Shal Tevel. So he brought this up there to relate to another Mishnah there. So you have two baskets of tevel in front of you. They're full of figs. Full of figs. And va'amar. And a person says, Maisras. What do you mean Maisras? What about Truma? So it must be talking about a case, says the Rosh Yerlio. Talking about a case where Truma was taken. Truma was taken, fine. Not with Trumas and Iris, so we're talking about the Maisras. So a person says, Maisras Zubazu. I have basket A and basket B. So I want basket A's Maisras to be found in basket B. Good, that works. So basket A is now misukan, is totally chulin, and basket B, somewhere in basket B, are the maisras for basket A. So that's din number one. Maisras zu bazu harishona mu'usaris. What happens if you try to do both? Shel zu bazu v'shel zu bazu harishona mu'usaris. If you say A's maisras should be in B, and B's maisras should be in A, only the first one works. Why? Because once I do A's maisras should be in B, then A is misukan, and B is still tevel. A is now putter, it's chulin. So now if I try to put B's maestros in A, that doesn't work. That's mina putter ala chiev. And that's why that's meaningless. I can't be mafresh stage two. Once I say basket A should be misukan by basket B, so basket B in it has, that's tevel, it has trumas and maestros in it, and basket A is good. But once basket A is good, it's chulin. You can't be mafresh, you can't make trumas and maestros from that. So that's why you're stuck regarding that. But If I say the following formula, Maestros Seyem Maestros, Kalkala Bechaverta, A and B's Maestros should be in the other one, should be in each other, then there's this simultaneity. There's no one in front of the other one, so Karashem. So that would work. That it would work under these circumstances because it's exactly at the same time. There is a sugya in Maseches Kiddushin where the Gemara talks about if you want to marry two sisters. You can't marry one sister after another sister. Once you're married to one sister, you can't be married to the other sister. What if you say, I want to be married to these two sisters? How do you be mafresh at the exact same time? You can't. You give the rings at the same time. What do you make a shliach? Right, whatever it is, you make a shliach, they make a shliach like Kabbalah, the same shliach like Kabbalah. So the Gemara there talks about the principle of kol she'eino b'zeach harzeh, afilu b'basach hazeino. If you cannot create two chaluyos, one after another, so then you can't create them at the same time either. The Gemara talks about that there. So if something doesn't work at the same time, then you can't, if something doesn't work one after another, then it doesn't work at the same time. So Tosfos in Maseches Temura on Davdalid, Temura Davdalid in the Bavli, right, quotes this Mishnah, our Mishnah, Maseches Demai. And Tosfos there wonders, isn't this a violation of that principle? Right? It works b'basachas, it doesn't work b'zachazeh, but the principle is, kol she'eino b'zachazeh, afilu b'basachazeino. And it won't work. So he asks Tosfos, there in Temura, Dav Dalad, Amid Aleph, V'yalva got the Chaim along, Kol Shem Zechazeh, V'yalva Zechazeno, you have to have some type of Umdina, Kivan, Didaite, Liskune, Travayu, since you want to be Misakin each within the other one, Haveka Omer, it's Ki'ilu, he said, the Miser of the first one should be in the second one, except for 10 in the first one, that should remain Tevel, because I'm going to use that to be Misakin the second one. So you got to work it out. You got to work it out, that problem of Kol Shein B'Zachazeh, Filo B'Zachazeh, no. So there is. It's an important Reb Chaim in Nedarim. Let's see if there's time, but first we have to finish the, daf. So the Gemara says, how much Shroom, let's say you, did the first. You said the Maestros of the first one should be in the second one. Back to the Reisha. So all the Maestros are in the second one. But you also have to take Shrooms and Maestros for the second one. So how much is that? So, says the Gra. The Gra here works everything out for us. That is very, the Gra says, well, what do you have to take out of this basket? You don't take our Truma. We're talking about Truma was taken. So what's the next thing? Maestro Rishon, you don't really have to worry about that because you could, really a Yisrael could eat Maestro Rishon, he just has to pay the Levi for it. So you'll pay the Levi for it. Good. Then you have Trumas Meiser in there. So that has to be taken out. Trumas Meiser needs to be taken out because a Yisrael can't eat that. Meiser Sheni, you can be Mechalal onto money. So really the only thing that has to be taken out in this basket is the Trumas Meiser. So we need Trumas Meiser for basket A and Trumas Meiser for basket B. So how much is that? How much is that? That's the background to what the Gemara is about to say. You look in the Gra. The Gra says, Maiser Risha, Truma Gadola, Yef Shalakar and Shadiakar, Elanke Nitruma and Truma Gadola. So Truma Gadola you took out in the silo. So there, Nitruma Truma. Umaiser Risha and Yaake Va'atzmo. The Maiser Risha you can keep for yourself. Ki af Hazar Yachol Lechol. Hazar can eat it. El Shazar Chlite, Mamos the Levi. You just have to pay the Levi for it. Umaiser Sheini Yachol Liftos and Maiser Sheini can be Poda. Im Kane says the Gra, Ein Sarach Lahafrish Dafka, Ella Trumas Maiser. The one thing that's left is Trumas Maiser. So how much Shumas Meiser has to be taken out of basket B for both baskets? So here we go to the Gemara. V'tani Allah. V'tani Allah, we learned relating to our Mishnah. Notem and Ashniya, let's read it and then we'll explain it. Notem and Ashniya, you take out, Shtei Teinim, two figs, Ushnei Yisurin, and two tenths of a fig, V'Yisura Shalisur, and a tenth of that, meaning 2/100th of a fig. So two tenths and 2/100ths. So how much is that? So the Gra says that even though if you take Maaser Rishon from within itself, it's 10%, as we know. But what does that 10% mean? It means, let's say that's 10 to 100, but really 10 Maaser Rishon. First you have to get Maaser Rishon in order to get Shumas Maaser. So first we're going to figure out how much Maaser Rishon there is, and then we're going to take 10% of that. But how much Maaser Rishon? So usually if I have one basket, I have 100 figs, I take out 10, and then that's good. That's Maaser Rishon. So, but what is that? That's really 10 to 90. It's 10 Maaser and 90 Chulin. So the ratio of Maaser Rishon to Chulin is 1 to 9. So now, when I'm going to take it from the second basket, it's going to be a little different. So it's second basket. So how much Trumas Maaser do I have to take out from the second basket for the first? So first, let's figure out how much Maaser Rishon. So we're going to try to keep that ratio 1 to 9. So the Gra splits it for us. The Gra says first, okay, take 10 from the second basket for 90 in the first basket. So now 90 is Mesukan. So you have 10. Then take out 1 for 9. Keeps the ratio. So now you have 11 figs in the second basket, and you've been Mesakein 99 figs in the second in the first basket, right? Because you have 10 for 90, and then 1 for 9. So there's one fig left. So now for that one fig, you have to take out ninth, let's say, 1/9 of a fig. Then you have 1/10, right? You have one tenth left, right? 1/10 of a te'ena with one right left. So if you take out, again, 10 figs for 90, one fig for 9, and then 1/9 for 1, so you have 1/10 of a fig not misukan yet. So we'll have to deal with that. We'll get to that in the Gemara. But that is step one. So how much does that add up to? You have 10, and then 1, and then 1/9. So you have to take, that's 11. 11 and 1/9. So you have to take 11.1. About. So you have to take a 10% of that for Trumas Meiser. So it's basically 1.11 figs. And that's the Gra. The Gra says this all. You have to take Altisha Masara, Altisha Echad, Vial Achas Hanish Eres, Adain Sorak Lafer Shalag Gamkein, and you take 1/10, Chelak Asiris. The Gra works it all out. So the Trumas Meiser is 1.11. 1.11 fix. But then, says the Gra, and we have this back on Daf Yud Aleph also, the next step, the language of what he wanted to do. He wanted to put the Meisers of this one and that one and that one and that one. That shows that he wants the Trumas Meiser and the Shirim to be equal to both baskets. So really, even though the second basket, you should have to take off less, because you have less tevel that you're being misakein, but you're allowed to have a little bit more. And we had earlier, that's not called marbev meiseris, because if it's in with a little bit of leeway, you're allowed to do a little bit more, a little bit less, right? That's tnai bezdin. So altogether, it's 2.22. 1.11 for one basket, you double that, 2.22, and that's what our Gemara says. 2.02 is the trumas meiser for the two baskets. Again, 1 to 9, that's the ratio. So you have 9, you have 10 plus 1 plus 1/9, right, of figs. You take 10% of that, which is 1.11, double that for both baskets, 2.22, and you got what the Brisa says about being mafrish for the two baskets. Okay, we'll have to see what Shmuel says. Shmuel doesn't like this. We'll have to see that, Be'ez Hashem, next time.